Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Acts chapter number 2 tonight. I want to read a few verses tonight. The book of Acts chapter number 2 and share a little thought with you here, and I trust the Lord. Can I borrow your songbook? I trust the Lord will use it to speak to our hearts tonight. And last week, I knew I would be here this weekend, and I knew I'd be here tonight. And I preached here many, many times. And I preached here a lot of times. And I said, Lord, give me something. I want something new. Give me something. And I worked on a brand new message. I really enjoyed preaching it. I preached it last Friday night in revival. And I really got it up to preach here tonight. And I tried it out on the church while I was out last Friday night. And it worked pretty good. It surely did. You know what the title of it is? Jesus and Me. Yeah, it worked pretty good. And I just could not get the green light to preach it tonight. Also, I picked up another good outline yesterday. I thought, well, I'll preach that. And the whole time I'm doing that, Holy Ghost is saying, you know where you're supposed to go. And so I want to leave this little thought with you tonight. I'm writing on a new book, and this is part of one of the messages that I've been working on this week, putting in that new book. Acts chapter number 2, I'll read in just a minute. I want to talk to you a little bit tonight about God's recipe for a growing church. And I'm glad I'm a member of an exciting, growing church. Sunday morning, I got up to preach in here, and I don't know if there's any seats left or not. I didn't see any. And it's exciting to be a part of a church that's doing something for God. Got a pastor's excited. Got people that's excited. That is such a blessing. If you don't believe that, you come and go with me this Sunday where I'm going. That's all I'm going to say. I need your prayers. Pray for me. And it's not that way everywhere. I promise you that. And it's good to be a part of a growing church for a coming Lord, amen? And so I want to talk to you a little bit tonight and some thoughts here that God's been working my heart with. And I preached out here several times. I preached here many years ago out of this same chapter right here when Brother Easter was here. But it's not the same outline, but anyhow, it's got some of the same stuff in it. And I believe you be a blessing to you tonight. Acts chapter number 2. After Peter got done preaching, look what happened in verse 41. Then they gladly received his word. By the way, that's a good way to receive the word of God. And they gladly received his word and were baptized the same day that were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine going down here to the river? Son, they'd be lined up from here down there to the river if it's 3,000. And that was added to the church about 3,000 souls. Bible said in verse 47, or verse 42 it is, and they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship in breaking bread, and in prayers. And fear come upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common. And sold their possession in good and parted them to all men, as every man had need. I want to take these verses tonight and talk to you tonight out of these verses on God's recipe for the church today. God's recipe for a growing church. Let's go ahead and read the rest of that chapter. Look at verse 46. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, and they'd eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. That's a good way to go to church. Gladness. Happiness. Smiling. Got something to shout about. Are you listening to me? The average Baptist is not that way. You don't want to know what I think about that. Listen, they're not that way. Bible said in this verse here, with gladness of heart. Look at verse 47. Praising God in heaven, favor all the people. And that don't mean there's compromisers. That just simply means they all got along. Having favor with all people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. I was thinking about these verses this week and I thought, in the book of Acts tonight, God has a recipe for a growing church tonight. And I'll just say this now before I preach tonight. Thank God for the church. Can I get a witness? Thank God for the church tonight. What would we be if it wasn't for the church tonight? I love the church tonight. Basically, all my life, I have been in a Baptist church. I've not been saved all my life, but I've been in a Baptist church. As a matter of fact, I was carried to a Baptist church 9 months before I was ever born. And I surely was. And I want to say this to you now. My sister and I both were twins. And we both were. So I want to say to you now, thank God for the church tonight. And think about who you'd be tonight if it wasn't for a local, independent, fundamental Bible preaching church tonight. Thank God for the church tonight. I mean that with all my heart. I went to church before I got saved. And then after I got saved, I really wanted to go to church. Because before I got saved, I didn't want to go. And I want to say this tonight. If Jesus doesn't come, I'll be buried at my funeral service, my celebration service, my graduation service will be held in the church. I got married in the church. I've been going to church all my life. And when it comes time, if I have to go by the way of the grave, my funeral service, my graduation service, how it will be in the church. Could be this one. I don't know. Let's don't talk about that. But anyhow, it could be. And it'll be in church. I've told my wife several times, if you take me to the funeral home and leave me, it ain't going to be good. Matter of fact, I've already told her, I said, keep me out 2 weeks, have a lot of parties, y'all cry a whole lot. Are you listening? But seriously tonight, I want my funeral in the church because I love the church tonight. Christ loved the church and gave himself for the church tonight. And thank God for the church this evening. And when you study the book of Acts tonight, you'll find in the book of Acts tonight, there's a prescription, there's a pattern to go by that God has set up for the church tonight. If you see the book of Acts, I was looking at it again yesterday, 22 times in the book of Acts tonight, it talks about the church or churches. The first time if you study your Bible, the word church is found. It's found in Matthew chapter number 16, verse 18, where Jesus said upon this rock, I'll build my church and the gates of hell, I shall not prevail against it. And that is true tonight. God's church is going to march on. I said God's real church tonight, it's going to march on. Hey, hell and the devil can't defeat God's church tonight. Thank God I'm glad I've been born into the church. I'm a part of the church tonight, and I'm part of the body of Christ tonight because that's the church. If you study your Bible this evening, you'll find 115 times in our Bible, you'll find the word church is mentioned. And the amazing thing about that is this. 90 of those 115 times, it's talking about a local, visible, bodily church tonight. And that's why you ought to be faithful to church. That's why you ought to back up your church tonight. And thank God for the church this evening. Again, Christ loved the church and gave himself for the church tonight. Now, if you go to the doctor and you got a problem or you got sickness, normally they'll give you a prescription. I take a thyroid pill every day. And I've been doing it for years and years and years. My mom took one. My dad took one. My family. They take one. And when I don't take it, I can tell you in about 3 days I got a problem. And I asked Dr. Bitt the other day, I said, I'd kind of like to come off that pill. I said, what will happen if I quit taking that pill? He said, well, you can shorten your life either about 5 or 10 years. I said, I believe I'll keep on taking it. That prescription, that's what he said. That prescription, it helps you tonight. And did you know God has given a prescription in the Word of God for a growing church tonight? If a church is going to grow and glow and go, I'll promise you there has to be some things that happen. And when you say the book of Acts tonight, it's right here found in the book of Acts tonight. If you notice back in chapter 1, look at chapter 1. Bible says in chapter 1, watch this verse right here. Bible talks about in verse 13. And they will come in abode, in verse 13, in the upper room. And abode Peter, James, and all the rest of them. And they continued in verse 14, with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women. And Mary, the mother of Jesus, with the brethren. Notice what they do. The very first thing they did in the book of Acts tonight, I was pray. And I want to say this tonight. The prescription for a growing church, hey, we got to pray tonight. Hey, we got to get a hold of God tonight. Now, I said about this when I said in the day. You've done a lot of praying in the last few months. I sure hope you prayed for the pastor in the last few months. And my soul, I'm telling you, What you've come through this building program? And man, we're sitting here tonight in a beautiful building tonight. And I mean, beautiful tonight. And I'm sure you prayed about that. And I prayed much about it. I fasted and prayed about it. And I'm sure you have. But don't say this tonight. The prescription for a growing church, we don't need to quit praying now. If there's ever been a time we ought to get a hold of God, it's right now. And you'll see church grow. You say, well, now, preacher, you know, I'm just not really sure about that growing thing. You got a problem. If you don't see somebody else get saved, if you don't see your church full, listen to me. You say, what we're going to do, if we get so full, we can't put no more people in here. Well, don't tell the preacher, but I tell you what you can do. Get you some two befores and some nails and start again. Amen. All right, listen to me. Listen, the prescription for a growing church tonight, they pray. And when you come to the book of Acts tonight, they go in the upper room and they stay there 10 days. You remember what happened? He resurrected. He hung around 40 days. And you remember what happened on the 40th day? Acts chapter 1 verse 11. He went back to heaven. And they go in the upper room here. And for 10 days they pray. They supplicate. They pray. They call on God for 10 days. After a 10-day prayer meeting, they come out of that prayer meeting. And guess what to do? Peter stands up and preaches on the resurrected Christ on the day of Pentecost. Is how you know it's 10 days. Because Pentecost means, help me, 50. Are y'all awake? That's 50th day. So we know they prayed 10 days. And here's what I started saying to you tonight. After they got done praying 10 days, Peter got up and preached. They had church, and Peter got up and preached, and guess what happened? 3,000 people got saved. And I'll just say this to you now. We don't need to stop praying now. Hey, listen, if you've ever prayed for your church, you ought to pray now. And I just want to say this to you now. Things happen when you pray. 3,000 people got, here's what we do now. They had they prayed 10 days, had one service, 3,000 got saved. Now we pray 5 minutes, have 9 services, give 10 invitations, and nothing happens. You know why? Where's the missing link? Prayer. And I want to say this to you now. Oh, my, how we need to get a hold of God. How we need to pray and get a hold of the Lord tonight. Bible said in Matthew chapter 7, verse number 7, he said, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. And knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Look in the same book here where you're at right now. Look at verse number 42 again. Bible said in verse 42, watch this verse. And they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, and breaking bread, and in prayers. Hey, I'll say to you, Amazing Grace, now's the time to get a hold of God. You say, we got a new building. Man, when he set back, we can relax. No. God wants to take you to another level. God wants to take your church to another level. And I want to say this now. He does that through prayer tonight. And I'm telling you the recipe, and I'm telling you now the prescription for a church to grow. There has to be prayer. Hey, there has to be prayer. I say there has to be prayer. I had a funeral the other day, and I drove there a while ago at Turner's Creek. And guy prayed, the guy's funeral I had, his son-in-law lived straight across the road in front of the church. And every first Friday night, we had an all-night prayer meeting. It went from 7 o'clock at night to 7 o'clock on Saturday morning. Every first Friday night, all-night prayer meeting. And our mission house was right beside the church. And sometimes some of us would go over to the mission house and pray. It's all right there together. And we literally stood inside of that mission house, looked straight across the road to that house where this guy I'm talking about where that died, his son-in-law lived right beside of him, right in front of the church. And he was a saved. This boy wasn't saved. His son-in-law was not saved. And we stood down in that mission house many, many times at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, and we look over at Mark's house and say, God, wake him up. Hey, God, get him up. God, take his sleep away. Anybody got any idea what happened to Mark? Hello? What happened, Mama? He got glorious, he said. And I saw him the other day. That's been years ago. I'm telling you now, the recipe for a growing church is praying, man. Hey, before we do anything, there must be prayer. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth how much? Much. And I just want to say this to you now. Oh, how we need to pray. I read this years ago, I don't know if I read it here or not. These two soldiers was assigned to KP. And they're sitting in the kitchen and they're, we're in Low Gap, ain't we? They're peeling taters. And they're peeling them taters, Brother Jim. One soldier looked over the other soldier and said, what's this KP business mean? And the soldier said, I believe it means keep on peeling. But you know what KP is for the child of God? Keep on praying. And I'll say this to you tonight. Hey, listen, friend, if we want our church to grow, hey, we want great things to happen, there must be that upper room time that we get along with God and pray, oh, my soul. I'm talking about get a hold of the Lord and trust God and believe God tonight. You know, a lot of us pray like the old drunk was. He stumbled into the rescue mission one night and laid down on the mission cot. And he looked up and said, Lord, here I am tonight on my mission cot. Hit tomorrow, I ain't not. Please don't send me where it's hot. Are you listening? Hey, are you? A lot of people pray that way. But I want to say this to you now. How we need to get a hold of the Lord tonight. And man, now's the time to pray. Now's get hold of the time to get hold of God. Hey, I'm telling you this evening, the recipe and the prescription for a growing church tonight. Call unto me. I will answer thee. I'll show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. I was back at Grace Baptist. We had the opportunity of being there many years ago, helping start that church. We got that church going, got the auditorium done. And man, it was a good day. I know we'll forget them days. Precious days. Pray for that pastor, Brother Ryan Marlowe. But anyhow, some of the best days of my ministry was right there in the mountains. But I remember after we got the auditorium done, we would have to go somewhere to have fellowship. We didn't have fellowship building, and we'd have to go rent a building or something. And the Holy Ghost spoke to my heart one day. We just had got the building done. And the Holy Ghost spoke to my heart one day and said, build a fellowship building. I don't know, I want you to build a fellowship building. I want you to build a gym. So you can have fellowship in the gym and the young people can play and have a good time and be a twofold purpose. And I said, Lord, that's pretty good. That's pretty good, but there's one problem. I said, actually, there's two problems. Problem number one is, if you don't mind, I'd like to stay here just a little bit longer. Because if I bring that up after building this building, and problem number two, we don't have no money. And God really wore me out over that. And I got up one Sunday night and I told him, I said, y'all, I know y'all think I'm crazy. But I said, you remember that? You remember that? I said, I know you think I'm crazy. But God said for us to build a building back here. I told him the size, what, how it's going to be, and so on and so forth. You know what they done? They jumped up and said, praise God, let's do it. And the next afternoon, they brought their shovels and mattocks and started digging that laid off a foundation and digging a foundation. And that's the truth. And when we got to foundation, Doug, somebody come up to me and said, don't say anything about it, but would you mind if I pay for the cement that goes in the footers? I said, no, I don't think that would bother me too much. So they paid for it. And I kept reading Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me. And I will answer thee, and I'll show thee great mighty things thou knowest not. We got those footers poured, and I can take you and lay my hand on the man today that said this to me. He said, would you mind, don't tell the church, but would you mind if I buy the first load of blocks that's going in that building? And buddy, there was hundreds, thousands that went in that building. I said, I probably wouldn't mind too bad if you want to do that. And he brought the first load. And to make a long story short, 3 or 4 months down the road, the day we put the ridge cap on. Y'all know what the ridge cap is? Ask Brother Robert, he'll tell you. The day we put the ridge cap on and come down off that building, it was paid for. We didn't know that. Didn't have any money when we started. Didn't have any money when we got done. And we fixed a big old plaque. It's over there right now if you go look. There's a big old plaque in front of that building. And here's what it says. Call unto me and I will I'm about to shout. Are y'all hearing me preach tonight? Call unto me and I'll answer thee and I'll show you great. I'm telling you tonight, the missing link in our church tonight is old time getting a hold of God. And I'll tell you that. You don't see people saved. Hey, you don't see the power of God. You don't see God move. Hey, you don't see it get foggy in your own Sunday and God move in a special way. Oh, hear me tonight. The prescription for a growing church, there must be prayer tonight. But then I want to say this in the book of Acts. I'm not done with that point, but I'll say this. Not only there was prayer in the book of Acts, the Bible said they prayed in the upper room. They started out that way. And all through the book of Acts, you'll study. You'll find all through the book of Acts. The Bible said in Acts chapter 4, verse 31, and when they had prayed, and when they had prayed, and when they prayed, listen to me, don't stop praying now. You say we've got our building, man. We're in. Don't stop now. We've got the physical building. Now let's build a church, amen, and build a greater church for the glory of God. And since sinners get saved, it works through prayer tonight. I thought about this, the prescription for a growing church. Not only prayer, but look in Acts 4. I started to read that verse. Look in Acts chapter 4, verse 31. Acts 4, look at verse 31. And when they were, watch this verse. Acts 4, verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they're assembled together. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost and spake the word of God with boldness. Notice what happened. When they prayed, the place was shaken. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, they didn't only need prayer, they needed power. And you know where power comes from? It doesn't come from deep power. It may go off. It did yesterday. There's probably still some folk don't have power. But can I tell you where real power is tonight? It's in the Lord tonight. And I'll tell you tonight, nights of prayer brings days of power. And one of the secrets to the book of Acts tonight, they had the power of God, man. When they got done playing, the place was literally shaken. Physically, literally shaken. One of these days, I want to tell you about a time in Tennessee. I really saw. I was in it. I seen it. And I wasn't smoking juju weed either. We was in prison. You don't get juju weed in prison for the most part. But anyhow, we prayed one morning. You talk about the power of God. Listen to me. The building literally shook. I'll tell you that later, but hear me tonight. The deal with this tonight is a growing church is a church that's got the power of God on it. And I want to say nights of power, nights of prayer brings days of power. And when they prayed, the place was shook. Think about these men right here. They was a bunch of common men just like you and I. They were fishermen. They didn't have anything. Peter had to have a miracle. I preached on that last week. Peter had to have a miracle to get the money out of a fish's mouth to pay his taxes. He had to have, they didn't have anything. I'm going to tell you what they did have. They had God. And I want to say this to you now. Sometimes I wonder if this don't happen sometimes. I wonder if churches don't get in a relaxed position where they're sitting on $2-3 million. I know there's a church out right now sitting on $4 million, not far from where I'm standing. And Independent Baptist Church, 4+. And you know what happens many times we do that? We don't pray. We don't pray. We got everything. And I just want to say this to you now. Listen to me. The secret to a growing church is the power of God. Oh, man, God move into service and God convict and God draw and God nudge. Listen, I love it when he shows up. I love it when the power of God's on the service and God moving and God stirring. I like it that way. You'll say, well, preacher, you know, I kind of like it cool, calm, and collective. Go on down Moody's. They're not moving much. They're pretty quiet down there. Oh, listen, they probably got room in the chapel for you down there. You can have it. Are you listening to? I don't want it that way. Man, I want, when I come to church, I want God to move in. Hey, I want God to stir. I want to feel something when the choir's singing. Hey, I want to feel something when those special singers are singing. And the men of God match the pulpit and preaches the word. I want to feel the power of God. Are you listening to me? That's what makes all the difference in the world. We have got so used to doing it. Our brother Harold Parker, he's one of my favorite preachers. I loved him. I love Brother Parker. Of course, he's in heaven. And I'd say it now, I wouldn't say it before. He was a little bit choir, but he's a good feller. He's a great preacher, great preacher. I heard him tell his story one time. He said he had this old guy in his church. He didn't know how to do anything much, so he went to the preacher and said, hey, preacher, I want to do something for God. I want to do something in the church. And Brother Parker told him, said, okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to put you in as a chief custodian. That's a big title, isn't it? The chief custodian. And tickled the old man to death. He was so happy. He was retired, didn't have anything to do. And he would clean the church. Preacher said he went to church one day, and that dear brother was somewhere towards the back of the church, vacuumed the church, just singing, what a friend we have in Jesus, having a time. And the preacher said he got to looking, and the cord probably had been unplugged 10 minutes. He couldn't hear. And it probably had been unplugged 10 minutes. He just going right on with it. You know, that reminded me of a lot of churches tonight. You take the Holy Ghost out of the average Baptist church tonight, and they'll never miss him. But I will, and you will. And may I say this to you tonight, the prescription of a growing church is the power of God. Hey, we need power to convict. Hey, we need power to witness. We need power for victorious living. Hey, we need power to walk with God. Oh, my soul, how we need that touch and that power in the book of Acts tonight. They had power, 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 and things happened for the glory of God. Well, preacher said, preach as long as I want to. I ain't going to, don't worry. Number three, the secret to a growing church is not only that power, not only that prayer, but not only that power. But I thought about this. Look in Acts again. Look at verse 46 while I read a while ago. Bible said in verse 46, watch this verse. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from... Does your Bible say from house to house? Is that what y'all's Bible says? From where? From house to house. Now, you know what I hear in this day? I have preachers tell me this day, that don't work. It don't work anymore. It worked in the book of Acts. It worked in my generation. I read a lot of y'all don't know anything about my generation, but it worked in my generation. And may I say to you, it works in 2023. It works tonight. You say, preach, what's the secret to a growing church? It's people going from house to house telling the story. And may I say this to you now, what a joy it is to be able to do that. Man, what a joy. We got to go to jail today. We didn't have to go. We got to go. Sister Holder didn't have to go to jail today, but she got to go. I'm going to get to go again Friday. You say, you've lost your mind. No, I ain't lost my mind. Somebody now might need to hear about Jesus. And I want to say this to you tonight. Listen to me. They went from house to house. And that's a prescription. You say, well, now, you know, it don't work in our day. We do social media. I'm not against social media. I'm not real excited about it either. But anyhow, are you listening to me? That's not where it's at. I had nothing wrong putting stuff on the internet. If you put the right stuff, that's some of the stupidest stuff on the internet. I got to get off that. I'll get ugly. But listen to me. Listen to me now. You can't beat one-on-one, door-to-door. Again, I have independent Baptist preachers tell me that don't work. I said it don't work as long as you don't work it. You don't work it, it ain't going to work. But you do it, you see what happens. And I want to say this to you now. The Bible said down in that verse, they went from house to house. And that's a pattern through the book of Acts tonight. And listen to me. We quote that verse all the time. And when you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the earth. You say, that's the uttermost parts. Well, that means we do it local and global at the same time. And I just want to say to you now, the key to a growing church tonight is still going house to house, telling the story, giving out tracts. I love giving out tracts. I love giving out. I was getting gas a while ago, and this car pulled up on the other side of me. What an opportunity. Them people from Florida, what an opportunity. I know where they're going. They're going to Wilkesboro probably. And I want to give them something better than the, well, they have enough. Our World Series, is that what it is? Anyhow, I walk up to him and I said, hey, sir. I said, would you mind if I share a gospel tract with you? He said, no. He said, I'm a Methodist. I said, okay. He said, I'm a saved Methodist. I said, are you telling me? And when he said that, I said, well, let me ask you a question. You're a Methodist. If you die right now, you're going to heaven or hell? He said, I'm going to heaven. He said, praise God, I'm saved. I said, you're a Methodist and you're saved? He said, yeah. And he said, I said, what part of Florida are you from? He said, I'm not from Florida. He said, I'm from Houston, Texas. He said, I'm driving a rented car. And said, the Methodists up here, their Methodist movement is having some kind of meeting up here in the mountain. And he said, yeah, praise God, I'm saved. Hey, I like that kind, don't you? And I went back to finish up putting gas in the car, and then another car pulled up on the other side. I ain't going to let that opportunity slide by me. And I step over there, and the nicest lady I ever met in my life. I said, ma'am, would you mind if I share a gospel tract with you? She said, by all means. And listen to me now, that still works tonight. His still works tonight. His still works tonight. My wife and I was in Idaho, Boise, Idaho. I've been driving all day long. I was so tired. And I went in this motel, got checked in, and started to leave. And I reached my partner and I said, ma'am, would you mind if I share a gospel tract with you? She said, no, sir. And I gave her a good gospel tract right in the middle of Mormon country. And I gave her that gospel tract, went upstairs, got refreshed up, rested a couple hours, come back downstairs, going to go eat supper. And I said, ma'am, did you read the tract? She said, I sure did. And said, I enjoyed it. And I didn't only read it, I done what it said. I said, are you telling me you read that tract and you've trusted Christ and you've got born again? She said, absolutely. Don't tell me it don't work. Hey, listen to me. The secret to building a church is house to house telling the story, witnessing, telling the story. You know what your neighbors are living beside you for? I know they're aggravating you, but there's more than that. Get them saved. Get them right with God, and they'll cut that stupid music off. Say amen right there. If you can go in the house and shut all the windows and doors and still hear music when outside, there's something wrong somewhere. Huh? Makes me want to get my... We'll get them in one way or the other. Are you listening? Hey, listen to me. I got to move. Listen to me now. Hey, the secret to building a church is from door to door. It still works. I pastored that church. I'll give you this. I know you give me a zero on the outline, but I don't care. I was in the mountain over 10 years, that church, where that sign calling to me, and I'll answer thee. There's a man by the name of, and I'll not call his name on the internet. He's a bootlegger. You've been seeing all that stuff on TV this week about the bootleggers in Wilkes County? He's in that crowd. He's dead now, but he's in that outfit. I'll tell you his name. I've visited him for 10 years. 10 years. I've never had nobody, Brother Robert, be more nicer to me than that guy. This, every time I'd go, he'd give me a jar of honey. He'd give me some green beans. He'd give me something every time. I've never been around nobody so nice. But he's lost as a ball in high grass. I tried for 10 years to get him to come to church, and he would not. He wasn't ugly, but he wouldn't come. The Sunday morning, I'd already resigned and had been there 3 months after I resigned. I stayed 3 months after I resigned. And then I went to Turner's Creek. But during that 3 months, I stayed there to help them keep things going and get them a pastor. The Sunday morning, my last Sunday morning, I was getting ready to preach. I can see him right now. Those swinging doors, when I swung open, a foot stepped in. I saw them black, shiny shoes that had rubber on them about that thick. Real popular in the 60s. Then I saw him stick a leg in, and I saw them bib overhauls. Pointer bib overhauls. Old son stepped through that door, and when he stepped through that door, he reached up and got that Stetson hat. Put it down like this. Sat down on the back row. 10 years I tried to get that guy come to church. I'll tell you something now. Don't you give up. Don't you give in, and don't you give out. The secret to a growing church tonight is house to house, knocking doors, telling the story. You'll say, well, preacher, you know, people afraid about the corona. Won't we get over that? I'm about sick of hearing about that. Huh? I get my Lord, we can't get in the crowd. Well, I was at Sam's back during Christmas. I bet there's 300 people in there. This guy comes by on a scooter, a little scooter, kid's older feller, and I respected him. Had a mask on. I just reached my pocket and gave him a gospel. I said, hey, let me give you a gospel tract. And I gave it to him. He pulled his mask off and started talking to me. I said, where do you go to church? He told me we went to church. But he said, I ain't been 2 years. I said, what's the problem? He said, the problem is this corona thing, and I don't want to get in the crowd. Y'all didn't get what I said at the beginning of that story. You couldn't stir them with a stick, could you, Mom? Are you listening? Now, I know it's real. I know it's real. I pull 8 days down the road there, and I know all about that. I know it's real. But, man, it's time to get on with the program. Are y'all hearing me? There's people tonight. They all hung up on this pajama church. Can you imagine going to church with a pair of pajamas on? Are you listening to me? Cup of coffee in one hand. I'm moving. Listen, I got to move. I'm telling you now, hear me and hear me well. The key to a growing church, house to house in the book of Acts. Then the key to a growing church tonight in the book of Acts. By the way, people went out. But guess what happened? Prospects come in. They did come in. Because the Bible said in Acts chapter 4, verse 32, and multitudes of them that believe were one heart. And they will come if you go. That let me give you this, and I'm done. I'm done. My time's up. Listen. You may visit 50 homes and not get one. Then somebody may show up that you didn't even visit. You'll reap what you sow. The law of sowing and reaping never changes. And I'll promise you, if you sow the seed, God will give the harvest. Those you visit may not come, but I'll promise you, God will make it up to you. I've seen that happen over and over and over again. Man, I used to work a bus route. And I'd visit all day on Saturday. My soul, get up on. You're talking about knocking the wind out of you. Pulling up to the first stop, it's got nine youngins, and not a one of them get on the bus. Are you hearing me? But go down the road about 3 miles, and three or four get on you didn't even visit. Two or three more down the road get on you never even seen. And I want to tell you, it's the same thing about visiting. It's the same thing about soul winning tonight. It works tonight. They will come. You remember this story? It's a preacher was getting ahead of revival in his church. And this older woman in the church that wasn't able to drive, she wanted to go invite somebody to the revival. And she wasn't able to drive. Of course, I know some women, it's not all that, but she wasn't able to drive. And so she called a taxi cab one morning. On Monday morning, she calls a taxi cab. And when she calls them, she says, here's the address. They go down this particular address. She gets out of the car, walks on a cane. Takes her 5 minutes to get up to the door. She knocks on the door. She invites these people to church. Goes back, get in the car. And that night at church, she was so excited. She just knew they was coming. She knew they was coming. Well, they didn't come. Next morning, she called the same taxi cab company. And lo and behold, the same driver came back and got her again. She gave him the address, drove down. She got out of the car, crippled, couldn't hack walk, got up to the door, knocked on the door. She was so excited. They got a promise. They're going to come. That night she got to church. She was so excited. She looked. They didn't come. Next morning, guess what she done? Are y'all with me? That went on 5 days in a row. And the fifth day, the same taxi cab driver picked her up every morning. And the fifth day, she goes up to this house, knocks on the door, please come. Man, tonight's her last night of revival. Please, begging them to come. Goes back down, sits in the back seat of the taxi cab. The taxi cab driver turned around and said, will you show me how to get saved? Are y'all hearing me? It works. I'm telling you now, it works. But listen to this, and I'm done. I'm going to hush. In the book of Acts, it's a prescription for a growing church. And everywhere they went, people got saved. And I'll say this to you now. That ought to be your desire. That ought to be your desire about your church, about our church. That ought to be our desire, see people saved on a regular basis. I'll tell you something else they've done in the book of Acts. They preached. They didn't just show movies. They didn't have strobe lights. They didn't have steam coming out from the platform. They got up and them men of God preached. And by the way, them men of God looked like men of God. Are you listening to me? I gotta move because I'm going to get ugly if I don't. Preacher ought to look like a preacher. There's something about the position in the office of a bishop and a preacher. He ought to look like a preacher. Are you listening? These guys run around with a pair of flip-flops, shorts on, tank tops. I wouldn't give them a time of the day. You think I'd sit and listen to somebody preach like that? I'd rather hear Benny Hinn hear them. Are y'all hearing me? He does put clothes on. But listen to this, and I'm done. I'm not a fan of Benny Hinn. Lord, I wish I hadn't said I'm on the internet, but listen to me. Preaching. Acts chapter 8, verse 4, they went everywhere preaching. Acts chapter 9, when Paul got saved, Paul started preaching. Acts chapter 8 again, verse 35, Philip preached that eunuch. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, he said, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, his kingdom is, preach the word. I'll tell you something tonight. I'm glad we've got a pastor that preaches. I'm talking about preaches. I'm talking about opens this Bible and preaches the word of God. That's what we need. You know, we're living in a generation. Miss Tina, will you come up here? So I'll quit preaching. Don't play, just come. We're living in a generation that don't want preaching. You know what the popular thing is in our day? Listen to this. The popular thing in our day is teaching. Oh, we want teaching. Teachers with itching ears. You know what teaching does? Teaching deals with the intellect. Preaching deals with the heart. Are you hearing me? And I'll tell you something about this old King James Bible. You can't beat it. It will deal with the heart. Today, Brother Dakota and I was in jail. This guy was expressing to us how much better he could enjoy the NIV and ASV and all of them instead of the old King James. Can I tell you something about that? You won't understand it till you get acquainted with the author. But when you get acquainted with the author, you'll understand it. I didn't understand it either. I get more out of the Winston-Salem paper than I could the Bible before I got saved. I tried to read it before I got saved. It didn't make a lick of sense to me. But when I got saved, man, I've been addicted to that book for 50-some years. And still am and still love it. Hallelujah. How many love your church? Say amen. How many want to see your church grow? Say amen. Stand up with me real quick. Listen to this. I want to encourage you to pray, pray, pray. There's another point to this message I didn't preach. You know what else happened in the book of Acts? Persecution broke out. And persecution always breaks out when you had a growing church. But never let it be within, but make it be without. Don't never let it happen in here. Make it be without. Boy, I love a church tonight. I'm proud to be a member of the Amazing Grace Baptist Church, Logap, North Carolina. I'm in a different church every week, across the country every week. I stand to identify myself, what church I'm from. Forgive me. I never say Logap because they have no idea where Logap's at. But everybody knows where Mount Ur is at. I'm glad to be a part of this church. Father.